67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 8th, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Last Saturday had a wonderful 50th reunion of serving campers here at Camp Courageous. The camp has grown from 211 campers to nearly 10,000 campers, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, from 40 acres to 400 acres, from a staff of 12 to a staff of 100. So a lot of changes over the last 50 years. Here's Gary Turbis, the first director of Camp Courageous, a person that I've always had the utmost respect and admiration for, telling a little bit about those early years at Camp Courageous.
My name is Gary Turbis from Sioux City, Iowa. I was at Camp Courage when it started back 50 years ago. Some of the memories I have are starting with some of the camp board members who put a lot of their heart and soul into making the camp a reality. It involved a lot of donations and required the effort of many people. Our biggest challenge in the beginning was when we had no buildings and needed to involve individuals who wanted to support, encourage, and serve individuals with disabilities. I had no idea it would grow this much. We started with 200 campers, always thinking that 200 to 300 would be the most. It's a sort of miracle that it has grown so fast and now serves so many campers, which is overwhelming, I guess. It's heartwarming to see how Camp Courage serves individuals with disabilities and provides families with an opportunity to engage in recreational activities and get to know each other in a camp setting.
Thank you, Gary. As you might have noted, Gary mentions Camp Courage. Camp Courageous was originally called Camp Courage, and as the word got out, a camp up in Minnesota by the name of Camp Courage heard about us and wrote us and said, we're already in existence. And so we yielded to them and changed our name to Camp Courageous. We had about 200 people attend this special 50th anniversary celebration. A great turnout, and we recognized Gary Turbis, of course, as the first director. We also recognized Camp Director Jeannie Mullally, a longtime camp director here at camp, and just really set a pace for the whole country in the field of camping. Also volunteers Jim and Mary Zimmerman, Sharon Roller, our longtime nurse here at Camp Courageous, and also Dave Mixdorf, who is also a past camp director. Wonderful day, and I appreciate everybody that came out to celebrate the 50th anniversary of serving campers here at Camp Courageous. It's going to be a busy weekend. It's a respite care weekend, a time in which parents have left off their loved ones on Friday. They'll come back on Sunday and pick them up. One of the big events they'll be attending is here today, June the 8th, at Pleasant Creek State Park and Recreation Area in Palo. From 7:30 in the morning till noon, they're having their fishing derby. It's sponsored by NRG Media Group. They've done this for several years, and the campers will all be out there fishing and having a good time. We invite everybody. It's a public event. It's a fundraiser for Camp Courageous. So we invite everybody out to the fishing derby at Pleasant Creek State Park this morning, beginning at 7:30 in the morning. Other activities for Respite Cure will include just a fun time outside, a lot of wild edibles, fishing, and other activities. Our travel campers had a wonderful time at Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. They did everything from the boardwalks to all the attractions, this coastal city, the big sky wheel, and the list goes on and on. They had a thrill, and a big thank you to all those that took part in the trip to Myrtle Beach. A big thank you to the VFW and Auxiliary for their 103rd convention, giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to attend. That was 45 in a row for me. My first big convention was back in 1980. A wonderful group of folks. Our first week of campers was a great one. We have our second week coming up this week, and then we'll have Spinal Bifida having an extended weekend at the end of this next week. The Camp Courageous Board of Directors had their annual meeting here recently. There's a new chair, and that is Mary Van Houten. Mary is a catering sales manager and adjunct instructor at the Hotel Kirkwood Center. Mary has been a Camp Courageous volunteer going back nearly 50 years with the first Pineapple Gala at the Stouffer's Five Seasons Hotel in downtown Cedar Rapids in 1979. Other officers include chair-elect is Randy Faulkner, secretary is Mary Johnson, treasurer is Diane Pitlick. Those elected to three-year terms included Randy Faulkner, Glenn Haskins, who is COO of Molo Companies in Dubuque, Jill McDermott, a camper advocate and school counselor, Diane Pitlick, Bruce Sheff, who is retired and active volunteer, Meg Welter, retired special education teacher from Monticello, and Jim Zimmerman, a lifetime person in the field of education and a retired principal from Sacred Heart Schools in Monticello. Other board members include Margot Aronson, Jim Fells, Sherry Graw, Greg Grieco, Merlin Holsey, Trish Raker, Amy Rousey, the immediate past president of our chair of our board, Amanda Schlemmy, Jen and Phil Short, Peg Slusher, and Chris Weiss, a wonderful group of individuals. Big thank you to Few Iowa, who's having their golf tournament this coming Monday at Finkbine Golf Course in Iowa City, a benefit for Camp Courageous. They've been doing that for decades. Lastly, we had three dear friends pass away in the memorials come to Camp Courageous. Doris Kemen from Clarence, 89 years old, longtime supporter of the camp. Camper Keegan Bumgardner was 26, had muscular dystrophy and passed from muscular dystrophy, longtime camper at Camp Courageous. And this Sunday is Deborah Jackson's memorial service in Bellevue. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.